We're now joined live on the phone line by the head coach over at Milan High School and John Dabney. Victory number one in the books. That was 35-0 last week against visiting South Shelby. Another team from down to the south and east of Milan, down in Harrisburg, Missouri. The Bulldogs will be the opponent this week on 92.3 FM, KTTN. We'll have Dennis on the call Friday night at 7 from Cal Hubbard Field. Coach John Dabney, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you, Tom.
What were your thoughts on the way the boys played for you a week ago?
Oh, I was very pleased. We were pretty opportunistic. You know, obviously, week one, you have, well, any week you got things to clean up, but not just yet. You know, when you're scoring on offense, defense, special teams, and you can hit all three departments, there's not much complaining going on there.
Yeah, you know, Dominic got the ball in his hands first play of the season, took it all the way for a touchdown. We know the sort of athlete that Dom is. Do you feel like, is he a little bit quicker, a little bit bigger this year?
He's had a really good off season, and like all kids, they get a little older. They get a little bigger naturally anyway, but we really spent a lot of time together in April, and he didn't have a track season, and I wasn't in a baseball season, so his mother and myself, I mean, that young man spent a lot of time extra really just trying to get focused for this fall. And, you know, it's not like this is the first off season. I mean, he's always had great off seasons. It's just all piling up upon each other to, you know, accumulate here to ahead your senior year.
Offensively, coach, did you have a lot of big plays, or was it just the kind of night that offensively you got a few points here and there, but you also controlled the football with the running attack? Was it more of those of that sort of night?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were able to, one of our big plays got called back. We were able to, you know, took an opening kickoff, and not too much longer later, go down, score, and then get the thanks, kind of, there were some big plays there, but we were pretty effectively, I think the best way to answer your question is, we punted one time, and so we were able to control the ball quite a bit when we had it, didn't have a lot of long fields to have to go. We were, like I said, our defense was pretty opportunistic with some different, you know, getting the ball back, turnovers. But anyway, it was and then the one punt we had, we were able to hustle downfield and force a fumble and get on, and we were able to recover the actual punt we had. So it was just a lot of good things that happened, and some of that was pretty opportunistic, but a lot of that, you know, you make your own opportunities too. So, I mean, they just don't fall in your lap. I think there's a lot of things that kids have earned.
Yeah, in order to throw a shutout, you have to have all three levels of the defense playing well, and you got the shutout last week. Did one area just kind of stand out, coach, or was it just all around just a really good defensive night for the Wildcats?
It's a pretty good defensive night, you know, where I was just encouraged. If there was a little, you know, slight, oh, little mistake or whatever, man, that kid, the next play was like making a huge play or forcing a fumble, doing something. Just, you know, it's just always talk about bouncing back with adversity. If something happens, you know, bounce back, and it's just like it's just real encouraging to see. I mean, I think, you know, Jeremy Bennett had three interceptions, so we were past secondary as well. I mean, we did some good things across the front. Our linebacking crew held them to negative 17 yards rushing and 60 yards passing. So I think all the departments on the defensive side did a great job. At the same time, I'm realistic enough to know that, you know, we do have some veteran kids there, and South Shelby does have some young kids there. And so, but you still have to go out and play the football game. So, you know, our kids went out and took care of the business early and did what they had to do.
You've talked through the years, coach, about how you take some pride in the fact that you feel like that you have a pretty intelligent football team, that they know the sport. And as you said, if they make a mistake, they'll be the first one to say, we'll get it this next time, and they come back and do it. Did you feel like that's yeah, we talked about this in the past, how football can be a physical game, but if you kind of understand the game and understand what you're doing, that's a big part of success, is it not?
Yeah, throughout the course of the week, you hope you make a lot of mistakes in practice. So you learn from those and study your keys, and then by the time you get to Friday night, if you don't make a whole lot of mistakes, you don't realize what you're making through the week. And you know, I just you're trying to make them look at certain things realistically, you know. And I know sitting here with kind of funny what you're talking about here, talking to Coach Cole, he was always like, man, your guys are their football IQ is pretty high. They, you know, they look for certain things. Getting them to look for different things is not a novel concept here, and so that's you know, I think our kids really love the game and want to understand the game, and we get, you know, our teeth into our scouting reports and watching film and what we have to do.
You say, speaking of Coach Cole, what has he added to your defense this year, Coach?
I'm just like, it's pretty obvious, just a lot of experience, taking our defense and learning it was not hard for him, and just meshing together everything that with some other little nuances and everything, and it's just we just got a good, better staff all together, and we all have different things we do. And for me, I'm just trying to get everybody in their wheelhouse and using every, just like you would with an athlete, trying to get everything that they're really great at and putting them in that position and use it.
It was fun for me to see, I follow Mark on Facebook, and he had pictures from Friday night from him and Malin. He was talking about how much fun Malin was having and the talent that he has around him with the Wildcats here. It looked like just a really fun night and productive night for Malin Cole.
Absolutely. He was, he's really been fantastic at just jumping in and learning our system and what we do, and good football IQ, and so it has not been... you know, I was able to have Zoom meetings with him, you know, it's just when you couldn't be around people. So, I mean, just getting him involved with stuff. And so it's amazing, you know, mind is like a parachute. It's great. It only works when it's open. And that young man's got an open mind, ready to learn something new than what he's been doing. And over the last few years, and it's just been just a fantastic addition.
It certainly sounds like, and I'm not going to sit there and say I'm an expert on what Harrisburg has the football program. I know it's a fairly new program, and they've been building this thing up. It sounds like numbers and interest-wise and just getting the thing going in the right direction that Coach Hopkins is starting to get that train going a little bit at Harrisburg.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, absolutely. They've got a lot of kids out, and, you know, through the years it's been known as a basketball school, and no matter what, though, the first few years you're trying to a program, you're trying to get on its feet, and they've kind of, you know, gone through those early, you know, years of learning what to do and just kind of getting your program on its feet. And so they've been going long enough now that and then Coach Hopkins, who's a veteran coach, has also stepped in there, and you know, there's just a good group of young athletes there, and just he's meshed them together and put out a nice little product.
A fairly big physical team, from what I understand. Is that what you see on film when you look at Harrisburg?
Yeah, very athletic, very big, very good-sized linemen, just an outstanding-looking group of football. They walk down the field, they look like a football team, obviously.
No, good matchup. As far as your team goes, Coach, obviously you're happy with the victory, but always looking to get better, getting ready for week number two. What's kind of been the concentration for you and the coaching staff with working with the guys this week?
You know, just looking at trying to clean up whatever we needed to. We really try to focus on ourselves quite a bit, but you still focus on the team that you're getting ready to play. And I think everything you need to clean up and what you need to get ready for the next opponent, obviously, a lot of it just has to do with, you know, you can enjoy what you did last week for just a little while, but, you know, come Friday night, they're not going to be talking about the previous game or anything else like that. They're going to be talking about what's going on this night. So, you know, when we talk about wanting to be 1-0 at the end of each week, I mean, we've got to enjoy it while we get a chance, but then also at the same time, we've got to move on and get ready and clean up and do certain things that we've got to get better at.
And as I mentioned at the end with Coach Hopkins, and he mentioned this too, this is part of what I think is a two-year agreement, home and home, between Milan and Harrisburg. This year's game was supposed to be in Harrisburg, next year in Milan, but that's flip-flop now, so Milan's agreed to make that trip down there next year, right, Coach?
I would say that's probably what's going to happen, but I haven't heard anything quite okay. Than that yet.
That's what I heard from Coach Hopkins, so we'll go with that. Obviously, the game this year has been moved due to restrictions from down in Boone County up here to the Pit, It'll be Harrisburg and Milan coming up 7 o'clock on Friday night. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll let you get to practice. Good luck against the Bulldogs.
Hey, we appreciate all your coverage, Tom, and looking forward to giving our community another shot at a chance to come out and watch a little football.